Bobby Bones.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
It's Bone Zone.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Everyone, all together now.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Bobby Bones.
Bones.
Say it with me now.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
We get into the dumbest arguments on this show for no reason off the air. Eddie and I are in a fight right now over the best Tim McGraw song of the last few years.
Yeah.
I say it's Humble and Kind, and Eddie thinks it's Diamond Rings and Old Barstool.
Oh, that's a jam. Are you kidding me?
I'm not saying they're both not jams, but that's just the argument we're in, and we're like fiercely competing to see who wins.
Yeah.
Humble and Kind versus Diamond Rings. Amy?
Humble and Kind.
Lunchbox?
Humble and Kind.
Sorry, Eddie. You lost, but not that that's not a good one. Listen to this. Turn it up, Ray.
Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind.
That's it right there, boys. All right, I have the five compliments men never get tired of hearing. And I don't do this for the dudes. I do this for the ladies out there. We have feelings and hearts, and we'd like to be complimented. We may act like we don't, but it makes us feel good. And so these are the five that men like the most. Ready?
Ready.
Here we go. Hey, have you been working out? Dudes love that. Even if we haven't been, we love it because we're like, dang, we look good to you right now. That makes me feel good.
So even though that's sort of just a question, y'all, that's a compliment.
Yes, because you're inquiring because we're looking a different way.
Right. Got it.
Like, whoa, have you been working out?
I do that one in my head.
Do you?
Well, I'm like, have you been working your biceps?
Oh, you go specific. I even do that with like Ray. I do that with other dudes.
Oh, look at you.
Just because I know it makes people feel good. I'm like, dude, you've been hitting hard, huh? And you know, takes that compliment well as Ray, our producer. He's like, yeah, I have.
Actually.
Yes, Ray's been hitting hard. You ready?
Yep.
These are compliments. Number two. I told my friends how lucky I am to have you. Two things is being said in this compliment. One, I'm lucky to have you. You guys like to hear that, even though we act like we don't. Two, you're telling your friends.
That's huge.
That's a double compliment inside of one. So on the surface, you go, well, that's a weird one. But no, that's a twofer. That's like BOGO at Payless. I told my friends that I'm lucky to have you.
I will say that so far, I mean, females would like both of these compliments, too.
Okay. Well, Amy, let's keep it here.
Okay.
We're letting the guys kind of have
Sorry.
It's not about the women all the time.
Sorry.
Number three, I love how determined you get when you set your mind to something. And I'm going to tell you why guys like this one. Because we like to be known as people who are decisive. We like to be known as decision makers.
Mm-hmm.
We like to be known as someone who can get stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to use those exact words, but it's like, man, when you put your mind to something, you do it. That's how we feel manly. Because it's like, yeah, we make our mind up, we go do it, makes me a man. All right, that's number three. Number four, you ready?
Yep.
Compliments that men love to hear. I feel safe with you. Dang, think about that one. That means that I, as a dude, can take care of you. It's an ego boost, and they all are, but that means you feel like I can take care of you. Now, I haven't heard that one a lot in my life. Mine's mostly like, if I get into a fight, I feel like you're going to run away. Now, and they're pretty much right on.
Okay.
But that's a big one to a guy. If you say, listen, I feel safe with you, that's a good.
But safe could mean so many other things, not just from like physical, like a fight type situation safe.
I'm just telling you what most guys feel and think.
Because I think you could make a girl feel safe.
You do? How?
Yeah.
Please tell me.
Well, okay, so I'm not into fighting anyway, so I'm okay that you would run. And I'm sure whoever you date.
I'm kind of kidding. I don't know that I would run. I don't know that I would really run, but I see that you think I would now. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
You can make them feel safe in other ways, just like secure.
Like I got you. Like,
yeah.
Electric bill? Got you.
Okay. Well, not just monetarily, but sure. Yeah. I mean, you could take care of them like that way, but I just feel like you have that capability of making them feel like they're okay and they're safe and
Thank
secure.
You. The five compliments men never get tired of hearing. Number one, you look sexy when you blank. It doesn't matter what it is. Men love to hear that. And here's the thing too about men. We're dumb. we're easy. If you tell us we look sexy when we do something that you like us doing, like the housework or cooking, we're going to be like, dang, I should do more. I should do more of that, caveman. That's how it feels. We're stupid. Men are stupid. So if you go, dang, you look sexy when you're folding laundry. All right, baby. Let me show you how I fold it like this.
Ooh,
so,
that's a good one.
Yes, it's all a trick.
Oh, see, I was thinking of things.
It's all a trick with us guys. We're dumb. Caveman go,
oh, my fold clothes.
I go, go.
My fold clothes.
You say I like
sexy.
Fold clothes. I fold clothes because I'm sexy. Men are dumb. That's all I'm saying. And that's how you get us right there. Five compliments. Thank you very much. I like appreciate Cosmopolitan Magazine, a magazine that I read. They had a whole article on that.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
A nurse has returned to the hospital where she was treated as a child. Lauren Coley, 22, spent a large part of her childhood at Ipswich Hospital. She was diagnosed with a congenital disorder, and she was there from 2 to basically 7 years old. She's now returned to the hospital as a child's nurse to give others the same positive experiences that she had. Hmm. So 5 years as a kid, she went. It's a passion of hers, and now she's back doing it for the same kids.
Love that.
That's awesome. I see you.
That was I See You. The Bobby Bones Show.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Remember the teacher at Lunchbox's old high school who called and was like, nobody really talks about Lunchbox?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that poser teacher. Like, I'd like she knew she was talking about.
Well, she is a teacher. She wasn't a poser.
Yeah.
Well, she's a poser, like, she knows what's going on.
So she called and she was like, nobody knows Lunchbox. He makes up all these stories. Like, he's not talked about in the hallways, like he says he
is. Like a legend.
Yeah, she's on the phone right now.
Oh, she's back. Oh, good.
Chrissy.
Yeah.
Hi. Thank you for calling back again. Is there something you'd like to say?
Well, I did want to tell Lunchbox.
Oh, you're cutting out. You want to tell Lunchbox what?
Oh, I did. Who knew him? And I had 4 kids that actually knew who he was.
Wait, 4?
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah,
four. Okay, so 4 kids knew him. Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And then my yearbook class got really interested in it. They actually kind of thought I was a little bit of a celebrity for being on the radio, just so you know. But they thought that was cool.
Yeah.
But they do want to do a story on Lunchbox for this year's yearbook.
How about that?
Boom. What do you know? That doesn't happen unless you're a big deal. That's what I'm talking
like
about.
This guy actually went to our school. Like, you didn't know it, but he went to our school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, most likely to succeed. You know, they have that support, whatever that thing
is
called.
Yeah, but you're kind of getting in there because nobody. Do you hear what she's saying?
She's like, no one knows you went to the school there, so they want to cover it.
They're going
to
highlight you because nobody
knows.
It's
like sort of celebrities that went here. It's like that. It's like a look back.
What do you think it is? Chrissy, what is it, in your opinion?
What is it what?
Like, what's the approach on doing a story on Lunchbox for the article?
I think just trying to, you know, make him what he wants to be. Like, you know, his goal is to be famous at his high school. Never mind all the other accomplishments. He really seems to hang on to that high school thing. So, you know, just trying to help him out a little bit, I think.
It's like a gift.
Educate the kids that he went to school there because they don't know.
Oh, yeah. And it's like
you guys are missing the point.
No, you know what I said? They don't know. 4 kids knew. They asked the whole school. 4 kids knew.
4. Like,
in case you missed it.
Yeah.
No, it's like this. It's like celebrities are like us. Like, they shop at this store or they went to high school here.
No,
it's like wow, man. Oh, look where they are now.
Let me say this.
Go ahead.
Lunchbox is just fascinated with teen moms, right?
Yeah, he is.
Okay. Well, if he does this story, he will actually get to have a conversation with a celebrity because I was a teen mom.
There you go.
You know?
She's a teen mom. Hey, so we got to make this happen. I'm going to put you on hold, Chrissy, okay? And then we'll get your info, and we get Lunchbox hooked up. And then his kids at his school can finally know he went to school there.
They know that.
Okay.
There's probably pictures of me right when you walk in the front entrance.
I don't think so. Thank you for the call, Chrissy.
Ugh.
Yeah, go talk to her.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'm bringing you the good news right now. All positivity. That's our goal. There's so much sour stuff in the news. That's not why we're here. Why are we here, Amy?
We're here to tell the good.
Now we're here to tell the good.
Yeah.
How's that? Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen.
All right, thank you. Let's go.
Tell me something good.
How about this? Responding to a call about an elderly woman who hadn't eaten, police show up, check on her, then decide to cook her breakfast, and they hang out with her for like an hour.
Wow.
and just talk. Hmm. So they make sure she's good. She is good. He's like, well, you know what? I checked on your well-being. We're safe. How about I make you some breakfast? Let's watch some TV. Because she's been by herself for a long time. And that's an officer that is just going above and beyond. I love that. Amy, give me those songs.
Tom Mitchell is a mechanic who works on school buses and sometimes fills in driving. And on one of his routes in Clarksville, Tennessee, he was taking a group of special needs students to school. And that's where he noticed that one wheelchair-bound child was struggling to get out of her house and onto the bus. So he decided to do something about it. He built her a ramp.
Wow.
That's above and beyond.
Woo! Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Lunchbox.
The mayor of Johnston, Iowa, always wants the community to give back, and she tries to raise money for the food pantry. So every $10 donation, she runs miles. So far this year, she's
Whoa,
had to...
really?
Yes. So far this year, she's run over 300 miles because people keep donating to the food pantry.
Wow. That's awesome. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Man, that's good news right there. See? Don't you feel better?
Yes.
Do you feel better?
Yes.
Thank you. Can you get amen?
Amen.
Thank you. Bobby Bones. They say we check our phones 85 times a day. Over or under? Because I'm way over, man. There's 85. I do it an hour, probably.
Wow.
85 times a day, Amy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I do. That just seems like a lot. You just don't realize how many times you involuntarily check it.
Over or under?
I'm over.
Lunchbox?
I would say under. I'm not a big phone guy. I'll leave it there if it rings, but sometimes I'll use it just to text.
Do you talk on your phone? What?
Yeah, or if I get a text message, but besides that, I don't really check it.
Eddie, over, under?
Over. Yeah, I think I look at it way more than I think I do.
Yeah.
I think I might talk on the phone one time a day, maybe. I FaceTime probably 7. I might talk one time a day.
And he texts only if someone sends him something with a question mark.
No, Amy will send me a statement and expect a response.
Oh, no, you don't need a response.
Hey, Eddie, I'm doing good today. Cool.
I got nothing to say.
Right.
Oh, but I don't text you that. I get that that's a statement, but sometimes I'll text something. And so what I do now is I just start adding question marks, even if it doesn't make sense. Yeah.
So I'm doing good today. Question mark.
I also now talk in emojis, which makes life much easier for me.
Oh, boy.
Even to end conversations.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's hard to end a text that's going back and forth. And you can tell when both of you want to end it, but you can't because you kind of get... I was talking with Jaron from Cadillac 3.
Yes.
And we were going back and forth. And you can tell both of us want to stop texting each other, but there just wasn't a natural out. So we both just did the peace sign emojis, and that was it. So that's my new thing. When I'm done, it's like peace sign emoji. That means...
Oh, I like that better than when you just go, bye.
Yeah, I hated the bye.
Why? That's
I know, because we would talk to or text it for 2 seconds, and then you go, bye. I'm like, bye.
The first air taxi lifted off in Dubai. Like a car that goes...
No, really?
Yeah. No way.
The autonomous air taxi lifted off. It's their maiden flight. And right now, the prince is using it.
Of course.
But they think another few years, this thing will be available for public use.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine?
It'd be awesome. Can you imagine the not traffic? You know, yeah. Really? Can you imagine? There'll be different lanes, but upper and lower instead of just side to side. That's why buildings go up instead of wide, because you can build more.
Wow.
I've already put one on order. I'm going to get it in 2037. Yeah, I guess.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from San Antonio, Texas. A golf course had someone break into the clubhouse overnight and steal $4,000 worth of golf clubs. Wow. They start looking at the security footage like, man, can't tell who that is. Oh, wait. Is he wearing his name tag? It was a guy that worked there. Forgot to take off his name tag.
That's funny.
That's not good.
Yeah, and he had him for sale on Craigslist with his name and number. Mm. Oh, man, take off the name tag, man.
No, don't steal.
Well, I know, but I mean, if you're going to steal, take off your name tag.
No, don't steal. I'm committed to not stealing.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
We're going to need some callers to give us some advice here. Amy was at Target yesterday, and you see a kid just going crazy, right?
Screaming bloody murder. He wanted like a specific toy or something, and the mom was like, no, I mean, that's not what we're here for. You're not going to get it. And I feel like if she would have just gotten it, it kind of would have ended everything, you know? I know, I'm not saying that, I'm not saying it was the right thing to do, but it was so loud. Yeah. It was so loud, I was about to be like, look, okay, I'm just going to go buy it, you know? But obviously, yeah, as a parent, sometimes you just have to like stand firm, and I know that my day is coming with that, where I'm going to have to just be like, no, you cannot have that, and my child is going to be screaming, and I'm trying to run errands in public, and it's going to be embarrassing, and I'm just going to have to move forward like nothing's happening, because I got to get out of there. And I don't know, how do parents do it? Like, what's some advice? Like, this woman, oh, my heart went out to her. The Bobby
Bones Show. Amy's at Target, and she's a five-year-old. Boy or girl?
Boy.
Throwing a fit because the mom won't get him the toy.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, what do I do? Amy's got two kids coming. Deidre, please give us some advice.
So my advice on this is, I have a two-year-old. And you have to decide, do you want your child to kind of be a jerk in that moment and throw a fit? Or do you want to raise an adult that throws fits because they want people to give in to them?
So It's short-term pain for long-term success.
Isn't that all life is?
Man, it's a lot of short-term pain. Sometimes long-term pain, though, I'll be honest with you.
But that's what I think. You have to decide. Do you want, because then once you give in that one time, well, then they know, hey, if I throw a big enough fit, I can have it.
Yeah. I feel like I have to do that with Lunchbox sometimes.
What?
Yeah, what?
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, elaborate.
Because if I give him something like that, like every once in a while, like he had to curse a minute ago.
Yeah, now he's going to think.
Now he's going to think he can do it all the time.
Good so point. True.
Because he wants to do it again. He's like, can I curse on all of my jokes? And I'm like, no. That was the thing. You know?
Oh, you're saying you get...
Yeah. Hey, Nicole in Richmond, Virginia.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. What do you think about this?
I give in, and I'm not proud of it, but Walgreens, three-year-old, screaming, you know you have a cart full of stuff you have to get, and you buy the Ninja Turtle beanie hat with the little pumping ears on the side that flap, and it makes it all go away. I'm not proud of it, but it solved it.
So what do you think Amy's going to do?
Oh, God, I love Amy.
That's a preface for something that's not pleasant, by the way. Go ahead.
I think at first she'll probably give in just because, you know, first-time mom. I think it's okay. Like, you know, you got to figure out kind of the waters, and then you'll know as they get older, like, okay, they'll know when you say no. It's no. Like, we're not getting this. And that's it. But I think at first, yeah, there'll be some times she gives in, and that's okay.
Nicole, thank you for your call. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Let's go over to Leslie in Florida. Leslie, thank you for calling. You have a five-year-old?
I do. I have a five-year-old daughter. And anytime we go to the store, especially Target, actually, that's her place, and she will ask for a toy, and I tell her no. And when she doesn't get her way, she just sits in the cart with a look on her face and her arms folded like a spoiled brat, which makes no sense because she has not ever been an entitled child. So I don't know where she gets it from, but she does not get her way. And she knows not to throw a fit in public or I will take her outside and spank her butt.
What's your advice to Amy, who's about to be a new mom?
I would say if the child has done something good, like, you know, if you have a chore list or something, get them the toy as a reward instead of money. Or, but if they're throwing a fit just because they want something, that's not the way to act about it. They have to earn it.
Boom. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
Boom. Boom.
You got to earn this.
Amy's going to just give them all toys all the time to keep it from crying.
No, you think I have no backbone. That's what you're saying.
To them, I think we'll see.
It's going to be hard, Amy.
TBD. TBD.
Yeah, TBD. Bobby
Bones Show. If you're firstborn, you're more successful, just generally speaking, is what it says.
Dang it.
Why? Because I was last born.
I was last born.
Wow. I was middle born.
Wow. Wait, so none of us are first born, and we all work for the man that was first born.
Oh, Bobby, you were first born?
Yeah,
oh,
duh.
Yeah. Here we go.
I know, of course.
What do you mean, here we go?
Another study that's right.
I'm reading. I didn't know everybody fell into their... So you were last born of how many, Amy?
Well, with my parents, I was last born of two, but my dad has four kids total, so I have some half-brother.
Your dad's tossed around some numbers.
Yeah.
Four kids, how many marriages?
four marriages. And now he's working on a girlfriend. They're not going to get married.
Pretty cool.
Baller.
They won't get married, but I mean.
What do you mean they won't get married?
They're not going to get married.
Why?
They're just old, because they're older. I don't think it's just more of a companionship, if you will.
And you don't think they'll get married? What if she's pregnant?
She's like, she's. Oh.
Miracles happen.
I don't know if she would want me to say her age per se, because she's a young at heart, let me tell you.
Over 70?
She's over 80.
Yeah?
Wow.
But you never know.
You're right.
Technology nowadays.
You never know.
So, okay. Lunchbox, you have two older.
Yeah, I have an older brother and an older sister.
Yeah. And Eddie, you have an older brother.
Right in the middle. What a sister.
Dang. Look at me.
And what do you got, Bobby?
Oh, I'm rolling the roof.
Yeah, what do you have?
I got a younger sister. But listen, I got... Well, wait a minute. You want to go down to the real family tree?
Yes.
I got a half-brother I don't know. I got a real sister. I got one stepsister that used to... I got like five or six running around in some form or fashion, and I'm the oldest of all of them.
Mm-hmm. And that half brother, does he look like you? Or?
Yeah, like
that's
me.
The one.
It's weird. Met him online. Like, I don't know my biological father. And so I was online. I was like, let me see here. I looked him up. And I was like, holy cow, that does look like me. He has my real brother, like half brother. It was his kid from another woman. I never met him. Unless I was like tiny.
So you look like your dad, your biological dad?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Creepily. Because I'll go look. He has a Facebook page. Because sometimes he likes to fight with me on Facebook. Which is weird because I don't know him.
Mm.
And so I go look at that Facebook page. And I have before. And I'm like, man, that looks just like me in like 20 years.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. But Eddie, you look just like your dad.
Like, I do.
But your dad's around.
Yeah. I mean, he's far away, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
back in Texas.
What? What'd you say?
Because at least he's around. I mean, he makes a good joke.
No, it wasn't a joke. Like, you see him.
Yeah, I see my dad. Yes.
Yeah.
I remember Bobby being like, well, stalked my dad on Facebook, and he's got all his hair, so that's good.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
he's looking at the positives.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I went all the way over the page and was like, let me see here. And I was all like sad. And I was like, there's a guy, got other kids. Probably has more kids. I don't even know if he has any more. But then I was like, well, Bryce, I did have all his hair. All right. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, man.
Your hair looks good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh.
It's all.
Okay. Let's get on. Your
Bobby Bones. Eddie got mad at his waiter. Have you guys heard this story yet?
No. Of course Eddie got mad at someone in the service industry.
Lunchbox, you would be too.
Okay, hold on. I forgot about the Lunchbox. Okay, so
you mean
like,
that Eddie is like...
Yeah, Eddie has no...
Chronically gets mad at... Servers, yeah.
Customer service is important to me.
Eddie's our video producer. Been married for 11 years.
Yeah, 11 years.
Two kids.
Maybe 12.
Oh.
Gosh, I gotta figure that out.
What happened?
So we're just sitting down to eat. We sit down, the waiter comes up, and he looks right at my wife. He's like a Latin guy. You know, he's got an accent. Like,
aren't you a Latin guy?
Yeah, yeah, but I don't talk like the way he did. He talked like this.
Okay.
And he looks at my wife and goes, good evening, my love. And gives her the menu. Then he looks at all of us, me and my kids, and goes, good evening, guys. And I was like, what? Okay, no big deal. Whatever, right? Okay. We eat. Well, we're waiting for our food. Our food comes. She gets her chicken. It's in the shape of a heart. I'm not kidding.
Chicken breast can be, though.
Okay, yeah. So he split it perfectly where it looked like a heart, like this,
okay,
bones.
Okay.
And I'm like, and I finally tell my wife, all right, I throw my fork. That's it. What do you notice? Do you realize she's like, oh, totally. Is he totally hitting on me? I'm like, yes, he's hitting on you. He called you my love. He gives you the chicken in the shape of a heart.
What?
You realize he just wants a tip.
Yeah, that's all he's doing.
Yeah, but
you want a tip? Don't hit on my wife.
Yeah.
I'm paying, obviously.
Is that what you wrote on your receipt?
No.
Tip.
lay off my wife.
You're ridiculous.
You're ridiculous. Again, let me just play server's advocate.
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah.
As a server myself for many years, if a wife comes in with a husband and kids, I know she's off limits. So I'm going to play to her. That's who you play to.
You do?
Of course.
How about the kids? How about like, hey, little guys, what are you going to eat? Like, no, you go straight to the wife and be like, my love, nice shirt you have there. Like, get out of here.
Did he talk about her clothes?
No, he just said my love.
Okay, now you're adding to it.
Yes, of course, but he's probably adding to it anyway.
And now he's like Russian or something.
No, I'm not. I have a picture of the chicken.
If he dies, he dies.
If he dies, he dies.
No, he's Russian. Yeah, Rocky IV.
He's not the cook. He's the server. Like, maybe the cook is into
her. You don't think he went to the cook and be like, can you make that in the shape of a heart?
No, Eddie.
For my love.
The server's got to play to somebody, and there's no risk. And flirting with a wife, with a husband, and two
kids.
There
is risk if he flirts with you. There's risk. With, not with her.
Okay.
Lunchbox.
And you got to be like, yeah, and she's coming home with me.
Yeah.
What up? She's coming home with daddy. You got to be proud of that. My wife is hot. People are, even if he is into her, who cares? Be like, I'm glad he recognized she's a hottie. Extra tip.
I wouldn't say it in Lunchbox's words like hottie and daddy, but he is onto something.
Hottie and daddy.
It should make you feel as the husband like, oh, wow, my
wife
looking
good. Why are you so threatened by service industry people all the time?
It's not service.
Like customer service, you're always like
angry
with
them. You want good service, you have to complain sometimes.
Did you complain?
Nope.
How much did you tip him? What percentage?
Normal, 20%.
Oh. Okay.
No way.
I did. I sure did.
I'm saying no way that's normal for you.
Oh, 20%?
Yeah.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Do you bite your fingernails?
No.
Yeah, I do. And I get hangnails like crazy. Then I rip them out and they bleed.
It's gross.
And I'm not gross, but okay.
I find it weird you bite your fingernails.
I always wash my hands before I do, though.
Oh, you prep?
I do. I prep
biting. Okay, time for me to bite my fingernails. I'm going to go sanitize.
Is that weird? Because I scrub as much as I can before I bite my fingernails.
Now that I know you scrub, I guess it's not weird. Nope. But I just don't get people that bite. Like, my husband will bite his nail. I don't get it. Like, why would you want to bite your nail? I know it's a nerve. I don't know. It's like a habit thing.
It's a nerve anxiety thing. Lunchbox clips his toenails.
I know.
Just because people clip their toenails, but then he sets them aside and then eats them.
They're protein.
No,
they're not protein.
They're not.
Google
it. They're
hair. Yeah, it's hair.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It is not hair, you fools.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Who's the doctor here?
There's not
none of us.
Exactly, so you guys don't know.
Well, then what are nails?
He got us. You should Google that, though. All right, morning corny.
The morning corny.
What did the boy pickle say to the girl pickle?
What did the boy pickle say to the girl pickle?
You mean a great dill to me.
That was the morning corny.
Think about it. When you're on a date, like say a guy and a girl out on a date and they order sandwiches and there's pickles or something, as a guy, you could tell your girl date that joke and she'll be like, OMG, you're so cute. I want to date you forever.
If she says OMG back, I'm like, I'm dating somebody way too young for me. Or I'm Lunchbox. Boy, you see your computer's on fire over there. You're looking something up.
Well, I thought she was going to say, what's the deal? That's where the joke got.
Oh, okay. I thought he was going to say, I looked it up and fingernails are hair.
Yeah.
Oh, toenails.
Oh, no, never mind.
He's so
Bobby Bones.
Show. Your favorite Christmas song. You got to pick one. Amy, your favorite Christmas song.
Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yeah. Man, that does make it feel like Christmas. Just
so
hearing
good.
That.
Yes.
Yeah. Good one.
Okay, what's yours?
From the Santa Claus and from Home Alone.
Oh, yeah.
The Drifters, White Christmas.
Yeah, Bodo, Bodo.
Good one.
I always like this one. Like the fuck.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the ones I used to know.
And that's the jam.
What a jam.
It is the jam.
Where are those streets?
And I'm like, and he gets a ha. It's good.
Children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
This is my favorite part here coming up.
The snow.
Take a high.
But in I am dreaming.
Man, that's a good one. Eddie.
Oh, I'm the same thing. White Christmas, but Bing Crosby version, 1940. No. Think about it. Oh, World War II right here. Yeah, all right, everybody. All you guys overseas fighting the good fight. This is for you. Come back home safely. Hit it, Bing. Yes. Dude, the fire crackling. Like, frosty beer mug.
He's trying to convince us. Do you hear him selling it?
I'm playing this in my mind.
Yeah. It's good, but yeah, I'm a little like, put out the milk.
You guys
cookies.
Want a crazy house party? Like, yeah, relax, dude. It's Christmas.
That's how I do it. I go hard. Lunchbox?
Santa Claus is coming to town. Jackson 5, hit it.
Oh.
Wow.
This is kind of out of nowhere a good one.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better
Morgan, number two, do you have one? You're like 12. What is yours? Is it like?
it's a Niall Horan. One Direction.
Actually. Go ahead, Morgan, number two, 24.
Actually, no, it's Drummer Boy by Pentatonix.
Oh, Little Drummer. Which Drummer Boy? The big one or little one?
Little one.
Little
for
Drummer
the win.
Boy. The Little Drummer Boy.
For the win.
They told me.
They do some cool stuff. Yeah. We can do that though. Amy, hit me with something. Give me the White Christmas.
Okay.
Go, we'll do White Christmas.
Do I do the beat?
Whatever you want. You just start it.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
The same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's easy.
The same. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah, okay. So what I'm going to do, this game's tough.
Whew.
I just give you a word, and you have to be able to sing a line, a famous line of a song with the word. Okay? And you have, like, you know, 5 to 7 seconds to figure out the song. Are you ready? And
yeah.
You'll go first, okay? Your word is, and you have, just again, 5 seconds, 7 seconds.
Okay.
Your word is a green. I need you to sing a song.
Take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Make it go slow or make it go faster.
There you go.
Good job, Amy.
Good job, Amy. Welcome to the game.
Wait for the cue. Okay, oh. We're figuring out the game as we go here.
Okay.
All
right.
All right, Lunchbox, you're up.
Yeah.
Your word is truck. Think about that.
Okay.
What song can you sing with the word truck in it? In 3, 2.
Oh. Truck, yeah!
Wow.
Truck, yeah!
Alex said that.
Yeah.
Alex said that. Alex said that.
No, I was waiting for his cue. He said 3, 2, and then okay. He didn't say one.
And then I turned the music down. All right?
Okay.
Eddie, ready?
Let's go.
Your word to sing a song with is dance.
Life's a dance.
Wait for your cue. Dance. You just scolded him.
Yes!
Okay, you've been warned. Yellow card. Just like the U.S. getting the World Cup.
Waiting for my cue.
Oh.
All right. Eddie, go ahead.
Life's a dance. You learn as you go. Sometimes you lead. Sometimes you follow. Everybody.
All right, good. There it is. Okay.
Now it's getting heated.
We got to have some uniform here. Wait till your cue.
Wait
okay?
for the cue.
Come on, Eddie. You're almost out of the game.
Goodness.
You've been warned, Eddie.
Yes. Yellow card. Right. Got it.
Yellow card.
Yeah.
Because if it's missed, like the U.S. will not be getting in the World Cup.
Okay.
Oh,
quit
had to bring that up.
That stunk, huh? That
was gosh.
Terrible. Amy, your word is boy. B-O-Y, boy. And go.
You got the boy, and I got the man.
Oh, wow. Jana Kramer.
Wow.
Jana Kramer. Yeah, that's
Woo!
It. Yeah. Whatever that song was. What was that song?
You got the boy, I think.
And I got the man.
I got the boy.
I think it's I got the boy, you got the man.
No, she's saying I got the man.
No.
I think
Lunchbox is going to be right.
No.
Because it's like I got the boy and
you got
the man.
Yeah. You got the boy.
I'm sorry.
Wait, what?
You've been eliminated.
Oh, my goodness.
It's called I Got the Boy is the name of the song.
That's right.
Lunchbox beat Amy in a music.
Unbelievable.
He challenged her and won. Wow.
Man, oh,
all
yeah.
right, Amy, you're eliminated. Lunchbox, are you ready?
Oh, hold on. I'm ready.
I need you to sing a song with the word heart in it, okay?
Okay.
I need you to sing a song with the word heart in it. Think about it. Heart. All right, go ahead.
My heart will go on.
Bad melody, but I'll accept it. Celine Dion, my heart will go on.
I'll accept that.
Yeah. Eddie.
Come on.
Your song is Kiss. Now, like a smooch, like a kiss, all right? Your song is Kiss. Can you sing a song with the word kiss in it? And go.
Kiss me, dumb out the beer and barley.
Sixpence on the richer, kiss me.
Oh,
it's funny you think it's beer and barley.
It's not.
It's bearded barley.
Oh. that was beer, oats, barley.
He got the context of his word right.
Just checking.
Yeah. Amy, don't hate the player.
Amy, you have a warning off the field.
Oh,
dang.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the coach warning.
You're going to be sent to the locker room.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Okay.
Oh. What do you guys really do?
Lunchbox.
Yeah, I do.
Your word is boots. Okay, boots. You have 5 seconds. Boots.
It has to be plural?
Boots.
Okay.
And go.
I got dirt on my boots. It's John Party. I don't know how to do it. Dirt on the boots. You know? Dirt on my boots.
I accept it. Yeah. I got a little dirt on my boots. I accept it.
Man, I didn't know if Boots Scootin' no Boogie would have been, because it doesn't say boots.
Okay, Eddie.
Like you just ignored him.
Your word is burn.
Burn.
Burn. You have 5 seconds. You need a song with the word burn in it. All right, go ahead.
And it burn, burn, burn.
Ring
that
of
ring
fire.
Of fire.
Yeah.
That yes, ring of fire.
All right, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Your word is girl. You have 5 seconds.
Take Tommy Thompson.
You've been warned because you didn't take
you said
five
go.
Seconds.
Yellow card. You said go.
And go.
Take Tommy Thompson. Take my best friend, Bo. Don't take the girl as long as she don't go.
I mean, you're just butchering these
what
songs.
What was the word?
Girl.
Yeah. Girl.
Good
don't
job.
Take the girl. I had to get the don't take the girl part.
I got you.
Eddie, your word is broke. B-R-O-K-E. You have 5 seconds to sing the word broke.
Broke.
All right, Eddie, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Yep.
I'm broke. Like a spoke.
Ah,
cheated.
You're now limited to the next game.
Oh,
what?
Yeah. Red card.
Oh,
red
fine.
Card.
Okay.
Red card.
Yeah. BobbyBones.com.
Woman goes to Target, buys an awesome vacuum cleaner. She's been saving up $300 for this vacuum. She took the box home, opened it up. It's time for the vacuum. It was a box with dirty towels, rocks, and a can of chili.
I mean, come on.
The Target representative said the store's looking into how the vacuum ended up replaced with a decoy box.
I know. I mean, I have a guess. Well, someone got the vacuum, took it home, stuffed it full of stuff, returned it, got their money back for the quote-unquote vacuum, mm-hmm. and then this poor woman bought it off the shelf.
Bingo.
The problem is that the person working at Target on the return didn't look in the box.
Yeah, and you should always inspect the box.
Always look in the box.
Dang.
That's a good one.
See, I thought someone that worked in the warehouse stole the vacuum.
Another
and
theory.
That's where
wow.
I...
Oh. Good,
I dropped
good.
The mic, sorry.
Okay.
Again, we don't know. We just know she was scammed. Imagine you're so excited about it. You open it up. It's like, wait, why is there chili and towels and rocks? Hey, Dave in Nashville.
Bobby.
Hey, Dave.
How you guys doing this morning?
Good, man. What do you want to say?
Well, I was scammed big time. I was 16 years old, sold my first car on Craigslist. Well, I thought I was selling it, and the guy sent me a check for $5,000 more than what I was asking for because he wanted to ship it out of the country to his son. And sure enough, he sent me the check. I deposited it, and it almost looked like it cleared at first, and someone came and took my car, and by the time that car was gone, that check bounced, froze my accounts for almost 2 months. And I never saw my car again.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Man, that sucks for you.
Sure does.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't like that story. I'm sorry about that, Dave.
Hey, I appreciate the sympathy.
I appreciate you. Wow. Hey, Lori in Canyon Lake, Texas.
Good morning.
Good morning. How did you get scammed?
My husband and I had sold our house, and we were so excited because we had some extra money. It was our very first house, and I had wanted a digital, one of the DSLR cameras, and went to one of the big box wholesale places, spent about $900, got home with it, and the boxes were empty. They had old manuals in it. I mean, somebody had taken everything out and just returned empty boxes, and they sold me empty boxes.
Okay, so you go back with the empty box. I don't think I would believe you if I was at the store.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about, and I mean, I was literally in tears thinking, you know, here we are, young. I bought this camera. There's no way they're going to take it back. They did believe me. I did call them.
Wow.
They did take it back. But yeah, I thought for sure they'd say, you know, hey, you're the one that took it out. We didn't sell it to you that way. I mean, the seal was on the box and everything.
Wow. Oh. How disappointing. Something you've been waiting for. And it's like, boop, nothing there. Thank you for the call. Appreciate you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones. Yeah.
This woman goes to Target, buys the vacuum cleaner of her dreams, $300.
She gets home, opens a box. It's rags, a can of chili, and some rocks. So somebody got her. And so we're like, hey, you've been scammed, Austin in Auburn, Alabama. What's happening?
Hey, Bobby, what's up?
Man, we're doing the show. I appreciate you calling and sharing a story with us. What do you have?
Well, when I was younger, my mom, she bought us Luke Bryan tickets for Christmas. And we go, we get there, they take us to our seats. We get there, and there's already people sitting there. Like, hey, these are our seats. And then security gets involved, and they come and tell us that three people have already done tried using the tickets for these seats, and these people are already here, and they just gave the seats to them after we done spent lots of money on because they were backstage passes, pit row, just bad tickets.
So did someone copy them and sell you guys copies?
They did.
Oh, my goodness.
So how did they handle it?
They ended up saying since they were here first, they gave the seats to them, and they made us buy a whole new ticket.
You had to buy more tickets?
Yeah, we had to buy new tickets.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
man. That's not good.
Oh.
Dang. Sucks for you. Oh, no. Thanks, dude, for that call. Appreciate that. Appreciate you. Denise in Virginia, how'd you get scammed?
So I was getting married, and my mom and I were planning our wedding, and we hired this girl to do the cake, and we gave her a $500 deposit, and we had several meetings where we designed this gorgeous cake and everything. And then a month before the wedding, suddenly she was not returning our calls, and come to find out, she had taken our money and moved back to England.
Dang, she took the deposit and ran?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, she left the country.
Holy cow. What? You bought her plane ticket back. She was looking for one person to put a deposit on a cake so she could get out of town.
Exactly.
And so you were just SOL?
And then my friend's father stepped up and said, well, I'll make a cake. And it was a cute cake and everything, but it was not the cake that...
Yeah, that was $500.
Aww.
Hey, Denise.
That's cute.
I appreciate you.
Good story.
I appreciate you.
Have a good day, Denise. Thank you for calling. Thanks for all the calls. Dang. Bobby Bones. Do we know anybody named any of these four names? Do we know anybody named these four names? Blanche. I know no Blanches. Myrtle.
No Myrtle.
They're all fictional. Blanche, Golden Girls, Myrtle Turtle. You know, they're all, but not real.
Right, well, right.
Yeah.
Olga.
I know an Olga.
You do?
Yeah.
Olga Campos.
Yep. Oh,
that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Olga
Campos.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And Rhonda.
I know a Rhonda.
You do?
Yeah, but she's older.
Yeah.
I know a Rhonda, but I'm always asking for help. And the thing is, she never gives it to me.
Help me, Rhonda. Help me.
I had no idea. I was like, what are you talking about? I was like,
I got you, Bones. I got you.
I got it, too.
Mm. I did, but I was...
Help me, Rhonda. Yeah, get her out of my heart.
There you go.
Yeah.
For boys, these are the names we're not naming boys anymore. Dick.
But isn't that Richard?
Or it can just be Dick.
Yes.
My name is Bobby. It's not Robert.
Okay, true.
My real name is Bobby. And if your name's Dick, well, that sucks.
You're gone.
Homer?
I do not know a Homer.
I have a cousin named Homer.
You do?
Yep.
Is he Airport Homer?
No, it's not. Nope, that's that's Bethel.
Oh. Rudolph.
What?
And Willard.
Don't know those guys.
No.
Yeah. Of all those... Well, okay, pick. You have to name, Amy, of the girls. You have to pick your daughter, and you have to name her something. Either Blanche, Myrtle, Olga, or Rhonda.
Myrtle.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd probably go Olga. Okay. Would you go Dick?
Why are you saying that with such emphasis?
He's just reading the names, Amy.
Rudolph or Willard?
Willard, and I'd call him Willard.
Rudolph. I call him Rudy.
I'd go Dick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what do you call him?
Dick. Hey, Dick! Okay. Come here! then everybody comes. What?
Dick!
No. What?
Dick!
Stop! Y'all are so...
No, it says in the paper! Stop!
Y'all are so mature. I was going to say you're so mature.
Thank you.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So there's this whole story from Business Insider about successful people and the things that they do and what they have in common. They talk to all these successful people. They're like, hey, you know, list your things that you dedicate your energy to. And so here you go. When they have free time, they all do this. First of all, what do you guys do in your free time?
I got it.
Go ahead, launch your
box. Nap.
Nap, okay?
Gotta be rested to be successful.
What do you do in your free time, Amy?
I like to walk with my husband. I mean, I have other things.
I didn't laugh. They're laughing at you.
I didn't laugh.
How is that? Free time.
That's cool.
Sometimes I
Eddie, what do you do in your free time?
Go outside. Something outside.
Park.
Anything.
The number one thing that really successful people do is reflect. They keep a journal. They write. Oh. They keep notes.
I've tried that. It doesn't say much.
What am I going to reflect on?
Yeah, like when I've gone on trips, like, you know, I feel like I'm going to have this deep discovery. Like I went to Kenya for 2 weeks and I took a journal. Like, a weekend I had like...
Doodles.
Yeah. Just like I was drawing. Like, oh, so.
Number two is napping.
Yeah!
Wow. Yes! Oh, good one.
Rest and creativity. Walking is at three.
Woo!
What?
That's me!
Reading and then experimentation.
Dang, that's none of us.
What do you mean? I experiment?
Like how?
With what?
With different activities?
What? I don't think that's what it means.
What does it mean?
I think it means trying out new things and being okay with failure.
And I read too, so I'm good. I read the internet.
You read books as well.
I read the internet.
I read Instagram. Get your bones on
Bobby Bones Show. Okay, we are going home, but thank you for listening. You can catch up on everything. Just search Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. Search Bobby Bones Show on iTunes. You can listen to the whole thing. You can listen to the BobbyCast, a show I do from my house. Just search that too. All that. Thanks for being here. We would not be able to pay our mortgages or eat our meals without you listening. Right, Amy?
That's right.
We appreciate you. Thank you. We'll see you soon. Bobby Bones.